Okay. I want to thank you all for being here at this early hour, especially because we're up to something a bit complicated. And the idea of Sikra Kitnusa, what it means, and how it's different than every Yesh Zika. What we discussed in the previous sugya was the question of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika. The Sikra Kitnusa obviously seems to mean something more, something that's more of a connection. Zika Kitnusa is certainly a Daraisa, as the Gemara says. So I'm going to try to understand what Rav Oshia, Alibi de Rav Shimon, means when he says Zika Kitnusa. So the truth is, I was looking for a way to explain it that would be Oilal Adas, somehow would take it out of the repetitive expressions we've used for Zika. We explain Zika many times, many aspects of Zika, and somehow the Zika Kitnusa doesn't give it a new, it's hard to give it a new picture. So I took a look at yesterday at Rav Steinman's sefer. Rav Steinman taught in the classroom all the years, and I figured he would have a good way of expressing it, and he does. He has a very good way of expressing it, and it's even a very interesting idea. He brings it from this sefer in the Harsh Raga, which I have been quoted a few times at, and I don't think I ever saw the sefer, but he brings from the sefer in the Harsh Raga the following idea. Rav Shimon, in other places in Shas, two of them are Psachim Daf Yud Gimel and Bava Kama Daf Ayin Vav, has a shita that Kol Ha'imid Lizraik Kizarek Dami. Because Kol Ha'imid Liz something Kizarek Dami. Kol Ha'imid Lizraik Kizarek Dami means if somebody has a shecht, if a carbon is shechted in the Beis HaMikdash and the meat of the carbon, let's say it's a chatas has to be eaten that day and the following night. So if somebody shechts a carbon, you have to shechit, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you do Zrika Sadam. If you shecht a carbon, you don't do Zrika Sadam and the meat stays overnight, it doesn't have a din noiser, because it was not roi lachila. Rav Shimon says, no, kol ha'imid lizrei kezarek dami. As long as it was roi to do Zrika Sadam, there was enough time to do Zrika Sadam, and the dam didn't spill on the floor, you caught it in a keli. Kol ha'imid lizrei, if the blood was imid to be spritzed on the mizbeach, kezarek dami, it's as if it was spritzed, and there's an isanaisar when it stays overnight. Kol ha'imid liftais kapodi dami, he holds. What's kol ha'imid liftais? There's a case with a para aduma that was shechted. The meat of the para aduma was now, it's going to be burnt, but right now the meat of the para aduma is holding efter shechita. And sheretz touched it. Now the halacha is, not everything is mekabel tuma. Things are only mekabel tuma if it's either adam, a keli, a eichel, or a mashka. That's what's makabel tuma. A pebble in the street is not makabel tuma. Either tumas adam, or tumas kelim, or tumas eichel, or tumas mashka. The meat of the para aduma, pashtus, is not eichel. You're not allowed to eat it. Reb Shimon holds kol ha'imid liftais kapadei dami. Now I don't know in the sugya what makes it oimid liftais. I'm not sure. But he holds that meat of a carbon that's oimid liftais, that there's a plant to be paida, it would have to be something you could be paida, kachayakuf, you can't be paida. But assuming it's an amatziv where the plan is to be paida, kipadi dami, it's like you already paida it, and it's not, and it is makabel tumasaychlin. And it's already makabel tumasaychlin. So that he holds such a sheet of kol oimid la something ka something dami. There's a third Gemara, Kala Imid Lisraif Kisarif Dami. Rav Shimon holds that if you have Yisurei Hanoa, something that you're mechuyev to burn, Yisurei Hanoa, and you want to use it for a Dvar Mitzvah, you want to use it, you have a Shaifer of of an animal that you're mechuyev to burn, of Nisar or Yaitzeh, and you want to use the shayfer to blow on Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu. There's no iser hanah to blow, Reb Shimon holds kolay imid lisrayf kasarif davi. It's a possible shayfer. The shayfer you have to burn it now. Kolay imid is kir something davi. That's Reb Shimon's shita in these places. So the Nahar Shraga says that that is Reb Oishia's explanation of zika kiknusa. What is zika kiknusa? Kol ha'imed liyabim is kilu, you already miyabim. In other words, the woman falls to one brother who's alive, there's a living brother. A brother dies, Reuven dies, Shimon's alive. Zika kiknusa means kol ha'imed lichna is kikonasam. That since it's aimed for Shimon to marry her, it's kikonos, it's as if he married her. Kiknusa. That now, if a brother is born later, Levi is now born. Levi is mutter to this woman. I mean, if Shimon dies. Because when Levi came into the world, it was Ki'ilu, Shimon already married him. Kalayim Lichnois is Kikonus. So the idea, just to understand, what does kolayim mean? It means if something is bekayach, to become something, if it has potential to become something, it's ki'ilu it became. It has potential, the meat has potential, the blood has potential to be burned. That means the food, the meat of the carbon has potential to be eaten. So it is nicer. The meat of the paraduma has potential to be eaten. So it's mekabel tumas eichel. The horn of this animal has potential to be burnt. Its bekayach is that it's going to be burnt. The bekayach counts. That's Rosh Shimon Shita. It's not magic. That since it's Oymet Bezrika, it's Zaruk. It's not Zaruk. But the part is, if it's bekayach, if bekayach means it has the potential for something, then we already in halacha look at it, ki'ilu it has that status already. So I looked in the Harshraga. I told you I never saw it, but in the Eitzer HaChochma I looked it up. The Harshraga says, you have potential for Chalitza too. So he says, Reb Shimon, Mestam holds like Roiv Tanoim, that Chalitza b'makom yiva meina mitzvah. And therefore he holds that it's called Oymed Liyabim. It's Oymed for Yibam. Now you can ask me what happens if he ends up doing Chalitza. So that's Machlekes Rishonim. We're going to get to it, not today. But it's Oymed for Yibum. It's Oymed for Yibum. So does that help? I think it helps a little. Zika Knusa means Kol Oymed for Knisa is Ki'ilu, it was Konus. That's this idea of the Nahar Shraga. Now hold on a minute. Kol Oymed Lichnais Kekonus, what's the case? Reuven's married to somebody and he dies. Shimon now falls to Yibam to Shimon. We're saying Kala Aimeid Liyibam is Ki Yibam. Karen Ayra and the Sugya writes that you shouldn't think Zika Kiknusa means that she's an Eishes Ish. It doesn't mean she's an Eishes Ish. She's still a Yavam Lashuk. If someone's Bayel her, it's only a lav. So what I'm telling you is not in Gansen true that Zika Kiknusa. It's as if she's married. Because she's only as if it's, she's married, legabe certain things, legabe other things. Reuven dies, forget about the brother that's going to be born. A regular Reuven dies as a brother Shimon. Reuven dies, the woman is a Shemeres Yavam to Shimon. So we have now, Reb Shimon comes along, and he says, Zika Kiknusa. That it's Kilu, he was Machnasar already, legabe certain things. So the Keren Ayur writes here on the sugya that it's not legami everything. She's not an Eishes Ish. Kedushin is Typhus, if so is Makadishar. Kedushin is Typhus. So, Kol Oymed Lichnais Kekonos Dami is not legamri. We have to figure out where, yeah, where Nish, that is very hard. But it's not total. But the truth is, it's the same thing by Kol Oymed Lizrei Kezarok Dami. Kol Oymed Lizrei Kezarok is not for everything. If I bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and we shecht it, and we catch the blood, and they didn't schmitz it yet, I'm not letting eat the meat yet. I have to wait till they schmitz the blood. I call on Elizabeth Kazarek Dami. So the answer is that there has to be a get, that we're going to try to figure it out, that kol ha'imid is not legabi, it's not mamish like it was done. Legabi certain isurim, it's called kol ha'imid is v'kazarek david. Has a din of eichel, it's makabel to mesayichlin. Has a din of eichel that it can be chal on a din e'nicer. But the comparison is a good comparison. Just like by kol ha'imid lizrik kazarek, kol ha'imid lizrik kazarek, and all those dinim, it's not for all things, it's only for certain things. The kol ha'imid lichnais kekamus of Reb Shimon is also for certain things, not for other things. Right, we have to try to figure out for which things yeah and for which things not. And that's going to be a little tricky, and that's what we're going to talk about. But this is an explanation of Zika Kekunusa. Zika Kekunusa means, look, I'll be certain things, we'll figure out which things. Look, I'll be certain things, Zika Kekunusa means that if it's Oymed Liyabem, it's Ki'ilu, there was already a Yibam. Ki'ilu, there's already Hachnasa. Look, I'll be certain Dina. I'll be which? All right, we'll talk in a minute. But does this help? The explanation helps a little bit.
The color.
Okay, good. So let's talk about that. But first, everybody follow just the explanation. This Hesber, I think it's not so complicated Hesber. Shimon Shita is, if you're Oymid for Yibum, it's Kilu Yomi Adam. Later we're going to have a Baya holds, it's only when there's one brother. Not if there are two living brothers. It's very geschmack. If there's one brother, he's Oymid Liyabim. It's like he was Miyad. There are two, then it's not. Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Abaye. We'll have to explain Rabbi Yosef. But at least Abaye, it explains the halach yelach of the Gemara that it's kol ha'imid, that's why it works. This is something of a mahalach in the Gemara. Right, let's talk about what happens if he dies. Again, Reuven is brother number one, he dies and leaves Yibam to Shimon. Shimon is brother number two, he's going to be Miyabim, hopefully. Levi is now born. Levi is born. So our Reb Shimon says that Levi is not Eish Yisachar Shlaya Vayalamai because it's like a kenusa of Shimon. It's kenusa of Shimon. And since it's kenusa of Shimon, now the question is what happens if Shimon dies without being Miyabim? What happens if Shimon dies without being Miyabim? What do we do now? He'd end up being Miyabim. So look into the Gemara. The Gemara asked in a piece we did yesterday, about 7 lines into the Gemara, the Gemara asked, what's the case of Eish Yisachar Shlaya Vayalamai? It's a pasuk. Yeshu Achim Yachtov. Yachtov is Memayid Eish Yisachar Shlaya Vayalamai. So what is it Memayid according to Reb Shimon? Zok the Gemara, two cases. Bechada acha umisve nolad layach. There's only one brother and he died. His wife fell to nothing. There were no brothers. And now a brother is born. So yesterday people were asking me, it's anyway derechad achinayim. It's a good kasha. You shouldn't ask. It's derechad achinayim anyway. If he died, there were no brothers. She's free anyhow. Okay. With the same turetzim that we had earlier, maybe she's pregnant. When she died, the mother was pregnant. But anyway, my point is the inami. Inami, betray. There are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, left the Yibam to Shimon. And now, after they left the Yibam to Shimon, someone else is born. Levi's born. V'lo Yibam v'lo Neis. And Shimon was not Miyabim yet, and he didn't die. So at this point, he wasn't Miyabim, he didn't die. Eish Yisachar Shlaya Vayalamai comes into the world. So you might think that he could be Miyabim, because there was no Knesa. Kamash Malan, that he can't. Why does it say Veloy Meis? What's the name of Meis Veloy Meis? The two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, left to Shimon. Shimon was not Miyabim. What's the difference if Shimon's dead or Shimon's alive? I mean, the difference to Shimon, but what's the difference to us? If Shimon's dead or Shimon's alive, man, afkamina. So take a look at the Taisis Yishanim on the side, the first half of the Taisis Yishanim. It's very bekitzer. What he says also the Rajban and the Ritva. My taima, the ksavi yezika zika keknusa, zak Taisis Yishanim, haidokama betray v'layibam v'laymeis, mashma de'ein zika, di zika keknusa, afilu layibam, havakama yibam. He's asking a kasha. He's saying, the Gemara says that there are two brothers. One died. It fell to the other one. The other one was not miyabim yet. And now a new brother is born. So now I need eshal shalai v'ayla. So he says, what's going on? If yesh zika, so it's as if he married. So that's because he didn't die yet. So if he didn't die, so we have to wait and see what's going to happen. If a second brother comes into the world, I would think the second brother could be miyab. So I need a pasuk of Eishach and Shalai Ba'alami that he cannot. Avol. B'meis, Zika have a kiknusa. Avol b'meis. Let's say the second brother died. Then, Zika have a kiknusa. Now what this means, and you don't have to take my word for it, this is the way the Rashba says it. In the Taisi Shonim, I could have tried to understand in many ways. But the way the Rashba says, if the second brother dies, then the new brother could be Miyabim. Because Zika Kiknusa, it's as if Shimon was Miyabim, and now Levi could be Miyabim. Yeah? Levi could be Miyabim. It could be Miyabim because it's Jason Shimon, the one who just died. Zika Kiknusa makes that Levi could be Miyabim. He died, so it's more Kiknusa, and if he didn't die, it's less Kiknusa. So, what? Pater Tzara, logically, Pater Tzara, yeah. If that's more like that from the next Gemara, I think. That it would pater. If you held Yitzhak, then it would pater. So we have here a case where we say Zika Kiknusa. We actually have two cases. When all these cases are Reuven dies, leaves a Yavam to Shimon, and afterwards Levi is born. They're all the cases we're talking about. So we have two chidush. One is that if Shimon is Miyabim, Levi could be Miyabim. Zanesh yourself and Shloya by Mamai. And the other is that if Shimon dies, Levi could be Miyabim because it's Zika Kiknusa. These are the chidushim that we have. On the other hand, why did the Mishnah say that would be a much bigger chidush? Why did the Mishnah say a bigger chidush that even if Shimon dies, Zika is Kiknusa? What? Where the next thing in time Kim Zika Kedusa mind knock a mestisin next cash good in time Kim the Zika Kedusa mind knock a mestisin yavam below yavam nami shaila lev shim dav kma yavam kach naila okay yeshloim ed knock a yav yiba mishum the mefarish hachay shal shloim ba yavam ay the pirkan kama it has to have a case of tzaras it has to be used miyabim so you can have a tzara and a tzaras tzara but not chinami it's in both cases okay so here what we need to do, and it's very tricky, is to understand, Lagabi, which things do we say Zika is Kiknusa, and Lagabi, which things not. So basically, I just want to make it easier to the eye, is that what we have to do in the Sugya, we're not finished the Sugya yet, but what we need to do in the Sugya is to make a list of Lagabi, why it is Kiknusa, and Lagabi, why it's not Kiknusa. It's not too madiyama. This is all according to Rav Shimon. Lagabe certain things is kiknusa, and lagabe certain things is not kiknusa. So the first thing is for the noilad v'achakachidein. Now, I'm writing the words, but you have to understand what it means. It means that Reuven died, and before Shimon was miyama, Levi was born. Okay? Nothing even it's Kiknusa, and what's the halacha that ladies mutter, ladies allowed to marry? Okay. That's the case in the Gemara. That's Rav Shimon Rabashi's case. And now we have the case in the Taisis Yishanim where Noilad Va'achakach Meis. This means Shimon was the Abbe, or Shimon died. Okay, we'll call him Shimon. Va'achakach Meis Shimon. Okay, so Gabi, these two things we say Kiknusa. And we say it's lav kiknusa lagabi what? Well, it's lav kiknusa that she's not an ashes ish. She's not an ashes ish. And we also say lav kiknusa lagabi one more thing that we know. There's a pasuk, lo yigala knaf aviv, which is extra. The chachamim darshin lo yigala knaf aviv, that a person is not allowed to marry shemeres yavam of his father. Follow? Lo yigala knaf aviv. If my father has a woman fell to him to evil, lo yigala knaf aviv makes her asa to me. Rav Yehuda, I think, was the one who held it's Mamayir Anus HaSavit. We had earlier in the Masechta, Rav Yehuda holds Anus HaSavit as Asa, but we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. Like the Rabbanon, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv Asers Eish HaSavit.
It's not a list for anyone?
Shemeres Yavam HaAviv. What?
It's not a list for anyone?
Shemeres Yavam of his father is his father's brother's wife, his father's brother's wife, shouldn't become a tomisa. I'm not sure. I'll try to answer. But Lamaisa, there's a miut of Layagala Knaf Aviv, Ta'aser Shemeres Yavam of Aviv. In fact, the Karen Aira, if Zika Kiknusa, so Teisha Saviv. Teisha Saviv. So I'll say anyway. Why do I need a pasuk? Zakti Karanaira, it must be that Zika Knusa doesn't create an Isser of Ervas Shimon, in this case, the Ervas the Yavam. Zika is not so Knusa to Asa the Aroyas of the Yavam on a person. Okay? So, for example, he gives this example. Let's say someone falls to Yibam to Shimon. And Shimon has a half brother from his mother's side, no shaches to Yibam. Does this woman who falls to Yibam to Shimon become osur to Shimon's half brother? No. You don't become osur to the erva of Shimon. Now, of course, if Shimon's miyabim, everything changes. And it's her husband, it's her husband's brother. But just for being the Shemeres Yavam, she falls to Shimon. Shimon dies, he's never miyabim. You don't become asa to the erva of Shimon.
Shimon's son
is asa Shimon's son, al shemeres yavam aviv, al tzeres akasav knaf aviv. But we're not for tzeres akasav, then it wouldn't be us. So the second thing is that it doesn't aser. She is not aser in the krayve Shimon case. What about Hafaras Nadarim? So Hafaras Nadarim is the Gemara insight in Nadarim. Because the Hafaras Nadarim starts from Kiddushin. Kiknusa means it's more than just Arusa. Right? Shemeres Yavam means it's more than just an Arusa. It's Kiknusa. For other things. I don't know how to make a gather, which things, that's what we're trying to figure out. But we already know that those who hold the Yeseka Dairais, the hold that there's a Kech of HaFaras Nadarim from the Dharma Ayin Dalit, or Kamal Chavtes, Shemes Yavam, Ein Yavam, and Meifin Dereh, like Rabbi Kiva, and the Cham hold yes. So, Zika Kiknusa is a mixed bag. Agave certain things, yes. Agave certain things, not. We could probably think of other things and start to declare. Other questions of Zika's Kiknusa, I mean, Yarshin? Something on Yarshin? She's not going to Yarshin him, that's for sure. So, there got to be certain things Zika is Kiknusa, there got to be certain things not. And, I guess it needs some type of a gather if you're going to say Zika Kiknusa, when it's Kiknusa, when it's not Kiknusa. Now I have to tell you that most of the shiurim on the blot pretty much skip, go very quickly through this next blot, which I also want to do. But I found in the chidushim of Rav Pavarsky, he gives a geder. The geder needs a little to be worked on, but his geder, I always like things that go back to things we spoke about. His geder goes back to something we've discussed. He says that we already had a yesod, which I spoke out from the Aspen Dairaisa, he's apparently not the only one that says it, that Yibum is an extension of the first marriage. Yibum is really an extension of the first marriage. What's the idea? Reuven was married to this woman, normal wife, husband. Reuven died. We know that even though Reuven died, there's still some connection to his wife. We know his wife is also in his relatives. So there is still, even a man dies, a woman becomes an almana, it's not Kilu, they were never married. There's some sort of a hemshuch of their connection, because we know that she's also in his relatives. She's now married his brother, she's now married his father, now married his son. So there's some sort of a hemshuch. Zika Kiknusa, he says, is a hemshuch of the first marriage to the Yavam, to Shimon. The first marriage is Nimshach to Shimon. In other words, the Nisuei Hameis is Nimshach, connects to Shimon. It's not Shimon that did it. It's the Meis that did it. The Kiddushei Hameis has a Hemshach. Is Nimshach and connects the person to Shimon. And that's why it's not Eishasach Shalai by Lamai. When Levi's born, it's by Lamai. There's still in the world some Hemshach of Reuven's Chasna. Reuven's marriage is Nimshach to Shimon. So that's why Shimon says there's no Eishasach Shalai by Lamai. Because there's a Hemshach. Since there's a Hemshach to Shimon, therefore, it's Kiknusa. So it's a nice way of looking at it. He says Zika Kiknusa means it's somehow a Kiknusa in the connection of the original Chasna. The original Chasna has a Hemshach into Shimon. Now, I'm still going to go with Kol Oimid. We're going to have to see that it's only because it's Oimid to go to marry. That's why Abaya holds it's only one brother and not two. But there's a hemshuch of the original chasnas. What does he gain by this? He gains to explain these two nekudas that is lav kiknusa. To be Eishes Ish, why isn't she an Eishes Ish? There's a hemshuch of the first chasna. So that is the Gemara's kasha in Kiddushin, which I once read to you. The Gemara asks, how do you know Misa Sabal is Matir? Who says if the Baal dies, she's mutter? The Gemara says, who asala? So Gemara said, because he's married to who asala? Who hitala? The Gemara says, no. What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, what do you mean? The relatives, his relatives are still asar. His relatives are asar after he dies, asatar. Means there's a hemshcha of his chasnas. So the Gemara answered, exeris hakasav. Either Kohen Gadol can't marry an almana, anybody else could marry an almana, or penyasei b'milchama, penyamus b'milchama v'shachri kachena. Pasuk says that when a man goes to battle, the first shana he doesn't go. If he dies in battle, someone else will marry him. We see an almana is mutter. So the kasha, the two things that's lav kiknusa, the first one, why is it lav kiknusa? Because it was saying zika kiknusa is a hemshach of the dead person's marriage, and there's a kasuv that a dead person's marriage doesn't make isurim. So that's why zika kiknusa doesn't make isurim. The second thing, zika's lav kiknusa, that you don't become asur in the relatives of Shimon. Who doesn't become asur? The woman. The woman's married to Reuven. Reuven dies. She falls to Shimon. Shimon was not miyabin yet. Does she become asur to the relatives of Shimon? Zika kiknusa. She should be asur. We say no. She's not asur to the relatives of Shimon. Why not? So Rav Pavarsky says it very good. He says because this chasana, it's not Shimon's chasana. It's Reuven's chasana that's nimshach. It's the original husband's chasana that's nimshach. The arayus of Reuven is still asur to this woman. It's nimshach and it's chal on Shimon. But it's not because Shimon was kainisar. Like we said, she's not going to yarshin Shimon. Shimon's not going to yarshin her. It's the word is that Reuven's chasna has a hemshach. It's still alive in the knusa, in the one that can be kainisar.
But the lady should not be
See, he's calling that Reuven's chasna is by lamai. He holds there's no lahaya by lamai in such a case. It is by lamai. The chasna is here. If he died with no brothers, then it's lahaya by lamai. If he dies and they are brothers who are miyabim, then or even mace, they are brothers, so then it says Yisachiv Shaya Ba'ilama. This is the way he's explaining. He's trying to give a geder for when yeah and when not. So it gives at least a new insight into looking into it, looking into the way it works. So, okay. So I hope I gave a little havana into Zika Kaknusa. Three things we spoke out. A, that the most important is the Keren Ayra. The Zika Kaknusa is not for everything. And this Hezber of Kalaimid Lekanes Kekanes Dami, and this last Nakuda to try to give a gedder of when we say Kekanes, what we don't. If you like the Hezber, you like the Hezber, you don't like it, that's not the Yekadik, it's the Keren Ayra. Keren Ayra's gedder of Lezika Kekanes is not for everything, it's for certain things. And like I said, Kalaimid Lezika Kazarek is also only for certain things. So how you draw the line, what the Gedarim are, so that you're free to draw the line. It's a funny thing because I'm going to be trapped. Why do we say? Let's see, it doesn't end up happening. You say kolaymit. So if it doesn't end up happening because he doesn't do it, let's say he does chalitza. You see, I'll tell you, kolaymit is only if it ends up happening. Is one problem. It's a case. It's a problem by mace. Mace. We say that it's still kiknusa.
That
so,
chalitza.
What?
If he does not,
it's mace. Here on the daf. Okay. So I'll take a look. I think it's a ritva and the gemara. It's not like it's the ritva and then. Alright, need to get there. The answer is, if he dies, it's kiknusa. If he's just lo yibeng, then it's not kiknusa. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. There's one additional lakuda. What I told you now, at least in the halachis of it, is clear. Everything is pretty clear. There's one more important lakuda that the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva ask. If there are two brothers alive. Reuven died, we left Shimon and Levi. Now, later we're going to have Abaya, who says by two brothers, you don't say Zika Kekanes. Rabbi Yosef, who's going to ask the kasha we're up to, I should have read the Gemara first, but Rabbi Yosef holds even by two brothers, he says Zika Kekanes. So they ask, if Zika Kekanes to two brothers, then each one shouldn't be allowed to be Miyabim because it's Kekanes to the other one. No? If Zika Kiknusa, then each one shouldn't be able to be Miyabim because it's Kiknusa to the other. Reuven died, left Shimon and Levi. Now, how does that work? She's Kiknusa to Shimon and Kiknusa to Levi already. If she's Kiknusa to both of them, so how can either one be Miyabim? It's Kiknusa to his brother. So they say that it's Kiknusa, but whichever one ends up doing the Yibum, it goes to him. It falls to that one. It's Kiknusa to both. I would use the word Lamafreya, that it goes to him Lamafreya, but the Rishonim don't use that word. They might mean it. Same thing, okay. There Rav Naftali used the word Lamafreya. Here, they don't use the word Lamafreya, maybe they mean it. They say it goes to that one. Now, the truth is, according to our Pivarsky's explanation, it's very good. Because what exists, a hemshach of Reuven's marriage. There's no two kedusas, one to Shimon and one to Levi. There's one hemshach of Reuven's marriage. It could be nimshach to Shimon, it could be nimshach to Levi. It's one hemshach. Whoever will be mamshach is the one that will happen. So, this idea is the idea that even though they are two brothers, whoever ends up doing it, he ends up being the one. So that a little explains. Abaya says only if there's one brother. Rabbi Yosef says even if there are two brothers. Why are there two brothers? Because he'll say that whichever brother ends up doing the Yibum is the one that it ends up being. He's the Kiknusa. Let's hear Rabbi Yosef inside. Maskeflor Rabbi Yosef. That is 7 lines at the bottom, 8 lines at the bottom. Hashta. Zika umaymer misapke le'rib shemini Kiknusa dami lav Kiknusa damya. Zika l'chudemi boi mahi. Let's see. We have to see that Zika plus Maimer. and have zika plus maimer a couple of times in the next Gemara. When you have zika and maimer together, Reb Shimon is mesufik. Ma'idit dan. Shloish ach. Nisun shloish nashim lechriyas. Three brothers are married three different women. Umeisechad behem vasa basheni maimer. So here Reuven died, Shimon did maimer, umeis. So Shimon had zika plus maimer. He didn't do yibum. He had zika plus maimer. Harielu, so who falls to Levi? Two people. Reuven's wife that had maimer to Shimon, and Shimon's normal wife. Harielu chatzis for Levi's yaba. You should never obey secha behem. Yavam yaba yalel. Mishala zika siyavam echad. You do yibum when it's yibum from one house. Lo yishala zika shnei yibum. But this woman who had maimer is now zikuka from Reuven because there was never a yibum. Zikuka from Shimon because there was a maimer. So therefore, there's no, you can't do anything. Reb Shimon Aimer, miyabim leizemem shiirtza v'chaylas l'shniya. You miyabim whichever one you want. Very good. Why you miyabim whichever one you want? Because he holds that the maimer and the zika is kaina. So you could do miyabim. We'll see in a minute, he doesn't hold of zika shnei yibim. V'chaylas l'shniya, and he's chaylas the second one. You can't be miyabim both. Why can't be miyabim both? The dilma yeshika v'avshnei yavam is a bais mebayis echad. If yeshika, then she's married to Shimon, and Shimon has now two women falling to yibum, but it's only from one brother. Yavum echad v'ifter idach. Why don't you say be miyabim one and part of the other? You say yeshika, they're both married to Shimon, so marry one and part of the other. Loi. The Dilma ain't Zika Kuknusa. And if ain't Zika, have a loo, shtay yavame sabais mishtay batim. So therefore, it won't help to be miyavim one and part of the other. Alma mesapkalei. So what do we see here? Reb Shimon is mesupik if yay Zika ain't Zika. He says you got to be careful for both sides. Chitema bidai raisa. Hachadabi di miyabacham mifter achad. Maybe Reb Shimon holds Zika Kuknusa on a deraisidical level. So b'meila, you can be miyabim one and part of the other because they're both eishes Shimon. U'med rabbanon who da'as egzer Hashem yaimru beis yivayis habayis mishtei batim chad miyabim vidach miftera b'vlay klum. Maybe Reb Shimon is making a gzera that people are going to think they're not going to know zika k'kedusa, and they're going to think if Reuven and Shimon's wife both fall to Levi, you only have to be miyabim one. But that's not true. Atamad Reb Shimon Shem maimer v'lav maimer. Reb Shimon is mesupik about maimer the Tanya. If the mimer of the second one is a mimer, Eisha Sheini Hu Bayil. So then it's Eisha Sheini. And then you can't be miyabin the second one. In Mamori Shosheni, Eini Mimer, Eisha Srishin Hu Bayil. And then the second one needs something. So therefore the second one needs Chalitza. What do we see from this Mishnah with its explanation? We see that Reb Shimon holds that it's a suffix if Yei Zika. If he held Zika Kiknusa, what was the case? Reuven died, and Shimon did Maimer. So Shimon has Maimer plus Zika. I would think Zika Kiknusa, when Shimon dies, let Levi be Miyabim one and part of the other. He says, no, Miyabim one and Chaylitz the other. Why Chaylitz the other? Must be a suffix if Yei Zika. So B'meila, we see that Reb Shimon is only Mesupik if Yei Zika. So how could you say he held Zika Kiknusa? So here Abaye says it's chiddush. Amalei Abaye answers Rabbi Yosef. Lo shani loch ben zikas yavam echad lezikas shnei yimin. Dil mekar zikas kiknusa dam yavam yavam echad. Avol b'shnei yavamim loy. So here's Abaye's chiddush in Rabbi Shalim Rav Shimon that when do we say zikas kiknusa when there's one? So it's kol ha'imid liyavim ki yavim dami. This was aimed to do the imam. And she'en came when there are two, so there's no kol ha'imid liyavim ki yavim dami. So we had two possible explanations of Zika Kiknusa today. Either this Kol Ha'imid idea, which I used more to make it understandable, whether it's Mamish Kol Ha'imid or not, is not the point. But an idea of Kol Ha'imid Lichnes Kukanistami is one possible explanation. Or a Pivarsky's explanation that it's a Hemshech of the first Chasim. These two Hezbeirim fit Geshmak into Machlaikas or B.I.C. and Abaya. How so? The akala aymid makes more sense when there's only one yavam. If there's one yavam, he's aymid liyavim. Kala aymid lichna is kekanestami. If there are two, it's not kolayimid. He's not kolayimid, he's not kolayimid. We know he's going to do it. So the explanation of kolayimid fits better with Abaya. That only when there's one, is oimid liyabe, so it's kiknusa. Aye, what's pshat of Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef holds that even if you fall to two, we say zika kiknusa. So we have this problem. We have the problem, the kasha of the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva, that if zika kiknusa to two brothers, neither one should be able to do it. So that is best answered with Rabbi Pavarsky's Nahalach, that the zika kiknusa is the knisa of the original marriage of Reuven, which is Nimshach. So there's no two, there's one. Even there are two brothers, even there are 20 brothers. There's a hemshach of Reuven's chasnus. The hemshach is whichever brother will be miyabim. Whichever is miyabim, he's the one sort of lemafreya that chapped on to what the person had to do. So therefore, that combined explanation fits well into being the machlokes of Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. Okay.